Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In the arid West, water is a force for both division and connection. The deep canyons of the Green River have barred human travel for thousands of years. One of the few natural crossing points is the 10-mile stretch of water at the modern-day town of Green River. This crossing was settled in 1878 as a postal station along the Overland Mail route. Called Blake after the man who ran it, the station became a stop on the new Denver and Rio Grande Railroad in 1883. Aside from the railroad bridge, for the next 30 years, the only way to transport people and goods across the river was a ferry service. A wagon bridge finally replaced the ferry in 1910. When the bridge collapsed in 1946, the disruption was dramatic on both sides of the river. On the west, traffic was diverted far north through Duchesne, while farms on the east could not get their melons to market. Even today, that rebuilt bridge and adjacent I-70 remain the only crossings of the Green River for hundreds of miles. As well as a barrier to travel, the Green River forms the dividing line between Emory and Grand counties. At the crossing, the town of Blake sat on the east bank and Elgin on the west. By 1917, the riverbed had shifted about a mile and resulted in a prolonged court battle between the counties. Yet the close proximity of Blake and Elgin had forged a single community at the old Green River crossing, unifying residents through their connections to the river. Together, they had built diversion dams and canals to irrigate their farms. Residents on both sides relied on the river for water supplies, and everyone enjoyed water recreation. For over 50 years, the town hosted the annual Friendship Cruise that brought boaters together to celebrate their love of the river. No longer divided, the town at the old Green River crossing is one community spanning both sides of its namesake waterway, and it's the heart of a region centered on the river. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the John Wesley Powell River History Museum in Green River, Utah. Find sources and past episodes at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.